Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome everybody to the first episode of 2021, Fun Wit Dumb. We are here to how it all started. Wait, where's Rick?
Did you call him?
Happy New Year, everybody! I thought that was an empty chair. Listeners, what's going on? He's wearing all black right now.
What a surprise.
All black thick Eskimo jacket, sunglasses, the works pretty much, except like a thin gold chain that he has that can.
Why? You don't need the Michael. First of all.
Yeah, we don't have to say the length or the girth of the chain.
Surprise!
But
I heard Matrix is there coming out with new ones.
Keep it going. Keep it going. There's a reason I wore this.
The Matrix.
We look
Alaska.
Like salt and pepper.
Yin and Yang.
I'm out.
Alright, guys. We are here. Of course, I'm here with Rex Dizzy. Hasn't been here in probably about a month, I would say.
He just drops in when he wants. You know what I mean? Just drops by when he wants.
I just recently saw him on the street because he was coming back from a haircut. Mm. And we all remember same time last year, the great haircut debacle.
Wow. Mm.
And it's funny because you're coming from a haircut. Right after this podcast, I'm going to go get a haircut.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You didn't even need a haircut.
No, I need a haircut. It's because I'm wearing.
Look how the tune changes.
No. This is a completely like, you know, it's not like an actual hair salon. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm doing it from a trusted COVID tested person.
You still go to the same spot?
It's closed down right now. Mm. But I went today. They let me in the back door.
Wow.
Dumb. Right, why are you having a bad day, bro? What's going on?
First of all, we were supposed to have Steffi as our fourth guest today.
Steffi?
And Steffi, 2 hours ago, fucked up her ankle. And she has that ER right now.
Damn.
Are you joking with me right now? I'm not joking.
She's at ER right now. She fucked up her ankle. I don't know what kind of voodoo shit you did with your villainous Eskimo, you know, witchcraft.
How could you do that, Rick?
Did she roll it?
She rolled it or something, but right
which
now.
Which side did she roll it to?
I don't even know. We're going to have to ask her and see. I haven't seen her since
if a regular ankle's like this.
I don't know because I haven't seen her yet.
Peacock.
Yikes. Well, yeah, so she rolled her ankle. Hopefully, I mean, I think she's going to be. This is a funny thing, though. She had an audition she had to do with two other people. It was a callback, like a good audition that she had to take care of.
Oh, damn.
So right after she rolled it, she went to the audition first before going to the ER.
Steffi's focused, man.
She's focused for 2021. That's a hustle right there, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
I got to respect that.
She walked in like, I'm ready.
Wow. She had to pretend like she was happy and shit.
I'm just letting you know. That was a recent injury of mine, and that pain is excruciating.
Yeah, I
bro.
Bet.
You yeah. know what
I
mean? How's your ankle focus, looking?
It's looking. It's, I mean, you know.
Your ankle's been thick.
It looks like
I can't really tell if it's a fucking H mark choke button, but it's always been like that. So I'm curious.
No. My bro. Ankle was. I had nice ankles.
Your socks. I never know like where the foot is and the leg is because it's all the same length. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's recovering pretty well. You know, but one thing.
You want to take a gander? Throw it up on the table real quick.
Whoa!
Damn, feet.
What if he just threw his legs up like this and he had it on his?
I'm not gonna show my feet in public, bro.
Damn,
I haven't done that since 9/7.
Subscription for that.
I haven't done that since 9/7.
Okay, well, I'm glad. I mean, you didn't come here in crutches. It seems like how long does it take to heal?
About 6 to 7 months.
No, it didn't.
No, seriously, there's different degrees of roles, bro.
But that only happened a month ago.
Yeah, but my healing process is exponentially quicker than any average man, bro.
To do with your faith in Jesus.
Yo, the craziest shit is that I was there when you hurt, you injured yourself, and I don't remember this shit happening.
Yeah.
You didn't even yelp out in pain. Mm-mm. You were just like, and then next thing I know, it's like, you know, you have this whole issue. You're posting pictures. People are saying, "Yo, get well soon."
One picture. Yeah. And people then, have spray painted airspray T-shirts like, "Get well soon, Rick."
Yeah. And then I thought like it was a whole thing. Like everyone knew about it. Something happened. Blah blah blah. But I was there for it. Apparently.
Yeah. We were there. We jumped the fence, and then after we got dropped off at your crib, I had to walk back to my house, which is 3 blocks.
Right, right. I remember that.
Yeah. So you know,
we did spend some. We talked a little bit.
I was yelping quietly like an injured dog. Walking back to his dog house.
Yeah, we did have a long ass conversation. That whole conversation
I ended with.
I ate 4 ramen yesterday.
he was talking about his.
He's like, Rick, number one, eating. I have a drug problem. Number two, I ate 4 ramen yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I just walked back.
God, when you were home, you know, sick with your ankle. I don't know what word to use. It was sick with injured.
Sick with your ankle. Sounds like a mixtape, bro. DJ.
When you were injured and you had your injury, like, what did you do to pass the time? Was it like boring, not being able to be mobile?
Rice, baby. Raise, ice, compress.
Mm. Well, you said something interesting. You said that, you know, being injured made you feel like you'd slow down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was forcing me to.
And you know what's crazy? You're bedridden. You're at home for like over a month, and you still lost your phone somehow. I'm just curious how that happened.
I'm the Samsung guy right here.
Whoa, what? Wait, hold on. Explain this. He's holding 3 devices
Samsungs right
now. Explain what's going on.
With the watch on my wrist.
We get it. You're Korean. 3 Samsungs. I got it. South Korea. North Korea. Okay.
First of all,
Koreatown. Kyobos.
It's a little jelly bean in my ear, bro. Damn. Instrumentals feeding straight through. So all the time, I'm just writing 16s when you don't even know it, bitch. You know what I mean? Mead composition 24/7, bro.
You look like a Mead composition. No.
Yeah. You're like Black Mirror, the hip hop edition.
Widescreen.
I know you got a gift recently where it was something so you won't lose your phone ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you want to go into that real quick?
Yeah, sure. So it's this thing. I don't want to say the names because they're not paying us. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to. Okay. Can I say it? Or?
Yeah, no, say it. Last time I mean, not the name, but just say what it is, fool.
So it's. What you call me?
Bro, just got eclipsed right now.
Yeah, I swear to God. Like, my New Year resolution, bro, I'm like, not taking no shit. My face will go to the.
Yeah, watch what you say. He's next to me.
I'm sorry, guys.
I said my face will go to that. I fucked that whole shit up.
All right, what you got?
This is called a beep, right?
Okay.
And this, you put it on your keychain, you put it in your wallet.
Yeah.
I'll never lose my keys ever again because I could
find. Didn't they come out with this technology about 5 years ago?
How does that happen? But does your phone ring or what happens?
My phone rings too, but it's on silent right now because I'm responsible. You feel me?
Mm.
But it goes both ways. If I can't find my keys, I go to my phone. If I lose this phone, I could use this phone. If I don't use this phone, I could go to my computer. I'm not losing anything to 2021, bro.
Mm. I feel like you'd be the first one to lose all things where you can't find anything.
I mean, that's happened a few times, dude. But I'm not losing anything.
Except yourself.
Except my mind.
Lose yourself in a moment. Okay. Well, that's great, Rick. I hope you never lose anything. It's about time. Tender year of 30 something. Okay. And then Rick. What's up, bro?
Hello. Hi. How you doing?
How you been, bro?
I just realized I've been up since 12 midnight.
Are you serious? Are you serious? You haven't slept?
Yeah. Well, my schedule's all flipped again. Yeah.
Why?
This is a funny story, actually.
Why? What's the story?
I've just been playing this game.
What game is it?
It's called Persona 4.
Oh, return.
All right, so, Persona 5. Lord. All right, he knows when I first played Persona 5.
First of all, what's your beef with it? What's your beef with video games or activities that people
enjoy? I don't think it's healthy.
It's because you can't
play video games for 12 hours straight. It's not healthy.
If he doesn't,
I lurked all nights watching you play Persona. When you beat that eyeball, bro, yeah. I cried alongside with you.
Baby!
When you ate that Sunnung Dang, let's go!
I don't think it's healthy for
you
anybody.
You should be part of this, bro.
It's not healthy. Hold on. Can I finish? Please, bro. Are you his manager?
Of what
are you? Are you his manager?
Second the ball. You
of
can't rap. You ski.
Nah.
Hey, of course it's not healthy. I injured my elbow playing the game. Yeah. I actually held the control like this in the same spot for literally 12-hour stretches.
And you were
12-hour stretches. I was talking the whole time.
The whole time.
You know, and letting people know that I'm about to heal, that I'm about to buff my character.
Like Teddy, fuck.
Go here.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, but leaving my arm in that stiff posture stance.
Right.
I started getting a cramp. Right now it hurts. It hurts. Feel that?
Ah! Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just going to speak up because if I also play, it's three of us playing Persona. You can't have three people in one friend group playing Persona 5 or 4 or 6, whatever the fuck.
But Persona, I just wish that you would try, like give it a chance.
I tried, bro.
No, you would sit down at my computer and you play a video game for like 45 seconds before you're like, nah.
No, I played for 45 minutes.
What?
I played what's the Last of Us,
The Sims.
Yo, you didn't like Last of Us? Last of Us like, was cinematic. No, slash.
I don't like games I have to direct. You know what I'm saying? Oh, is that even a game? It's just like an interactive movie. How many of you guys like the Black Mirror interactive movie?
No, you're right.
That's like the least favorite movie,
you're right,
bro.
You're right. You're right.
That one sucks.
That's the least favorite Black Mirror movie.
But who?
And that was what they were trying to do.
You're comparing Last of Us.
The worst shit to the best shit.
Yeah, nah, bro. That's what they were trying to do, literally. That's what Last of Us is.
That's an excuse, bro. Because Last of Us is one of those games that you introduce to your significant other if they don't like video games. You know what I mean?
Last of Us is like one of the greatest games in the illest narratives. It actually made me cry at the end. Yo, Last of Us 2, the sequel. I'm sorry for any spoiler, but they took the best character that everyone fell in love with, and they start crying over, and then they killed him in the sequel,
right?
Like brutally, and then they made you play his killer. So the whole time you're like, "Fuck this character!" You're like, "I don't want to play this guy," and you're complaining for like an hour, and then you're slowly
empathy.
You're empathy. No, seriously, empathy. And you're E-M-P-A-T-H- playing, and you're like, "Damn, I get it." And then all of a sudden, the first protagonist from the first game that you fall in love with, and you're gunning for, and you want revenge for. You're like, she's maybe the bad guy.
All right, Rick, sound effects, because you just calmed down.
You need ad-libs or what? You know how amazing that was? You know what I'm saying? So, like, that shit fucked me up. I mean, you know.
Maybe I can't empathize, because I didn't finish the game. Okay. But let me just say, it's not like I hate video games. Mm-hmm. I think they're fun. I don't think it's healthy to be obsessed over for multiple days, fucking up your sleeping schedule, fucking up your priorities that you got to handle.
Dumb. You know what I'm saying? This. What's the difference
between... The video game debacle started right
what's
now.
What's the Let's difference go. Between me doing that and then you binging a Netflix series, which you do, you know?
I don't do it unhealthily.
But anyway, just in general, though.
I watch maybe,
though,
like, you know, 2 hours a night.
But wouldn't you, like, you know, would you say the same thing to somebody who's, like, binging a, you know...
Yeah, I would.
All right. Well, then you win. Here's your prize.
What's my prize? Plastic forks and knives.
Cut it up.
All right. Well, no, you're right. I mean, I think everyone has vices. I have my own vices, too.
Yeah, like, some people like cocaine. They do that for like a week.
No, I mean, binging TV shows is a huge thing.
What was your favorite video game in your memory?
What's my biggest what?
What was your favorite video game? Like in the past? It could be old.
Favorite Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong Country. No one says the country part, dude.
All right, stop, bro. You look like Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong right now. All right, Jesus. No, you look like the barrel. You look like the barrel of Donkey Kong. You're shaped like the barrel.
Donkey Kong, though.
No, come on.
Sorry. Hey, I will say this about Donkey Kong, though. One of the best video game soundtracks, and a lot of
underwater one. Come on.
A lot of hip hop songs have sampled it.
Yeah. That's great. I'm just saying. Look. I haven't. I guess I kind of grew out of like the complexity of games now.
When I was playing, they were far more simple. It got complex.
That's what I mean.
You never got into it,
right?
You know, it became a whole new universe, whole new thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not even talking about like the multiplayer things where that, like, you know, him and JL are fucking like, you know, bros, like, fucking, you know, got each other's back. Like, right, yo, where is he at? Right. He's over there.
Played up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's fucking, it's mad fun, dude.
I've seen you guys in the other side of your lofts.
Right.
You know, headsets playing against each other. Your girlfriend's giving you massages on your back.
Mm.
It's cool.
I just feel like it's just there. You know, there is a bit of camaraderie there in a weird way, as much as it's like it could be made, you know, you could look at it lightly, but also it really helps us with communication too. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to communicate, you have to be kind of like aware of each other's situations.
No, you know how, like, so our parents, right? They like, Korean dads love golf, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, a lot of American dads like golf. It's a way to get close to their boss and shit sometimes, like network. There's people that are playing with their bosses. Mm. They're playing Apex Legends and they're carrying their boss and getting cool with them that way.
Race.
Even when I was in Korea, Sunho was playing League of Legends on his phone. And I was like, you like League of Legends? I didn't know you play League. And he's like, you know, honestly, I don't really get it, but I'm trying to get into it because I know that this is what, you know, is how people, like, this generation connects with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like, if you just think about it like that, then it's
like, no way are we trying to force you to play video games, but I really would love to share, you know, just a night where we could just game out, bro.
Yeah, remember we was playing Overwatch?
Should we game out?
Yo.
I don't play, look, first of all, hold on. I don't play video games.
Game out.
Hold on. I don't play video games, but I'm pretty sure no one says game out. can we just double check, fact check that real quick?
No, game out's a thing. People say game out.
People say game out. Game out?
Come on. Yeah.
Yo, who like, so someone, okay,
like, game hold out, what you weighing
out? Hold on. Let me paint the scenario.
Okay.
One's
okay,
in the chat on, if you're in game out. Oh, yeah.
People are in the loft, like, two of you guys are in the loft.
Everybody says come game through out.
With two extra controllers. I'm like, who's ready to game out? Is that a thing?
I think I've heard it before.
Yeah.
People say game out.
Back in the day, Super Mario 64.
Motherfuckers want to game out all the time.
Okay, so what is the equivalent to, like, who's ready to ball? Like, if you pull up to a court with basketball, like, who's ready to ball? Like,
yeah.
But what's
obviously
the gaming?
You put it
is
to
it
your
game?
Legs and you go, ball's life.
No, but is it, what's the game? What's the gaming equivalent like?
Right.
Like, is it, you know, like when you have the slang, hoops, like grab them sticks.
Oh, we just be like
grab the sticks.
Grab the sticks. But like,
we'll be like, I'll just hit my boy and be like,
we gaming? Someone said we gaming?
Yeah, are we gaming?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Are we gaming?
Yeah. Tony's like, here's my, that's my expertise.
me and Tony.
He's like, let me put you up on game.
Hell yeah. What's up, Tony?
I mean, all hours of the night. When I'm fucking, when I take a break or I just want to play some shit, I have so many random people that I could just hit up for like any type of game. And then, they hit me up, man, like at 4 a.m. Like, yo, you trying to game them? Oh, we gaming?
Come on. is it like a, what you do in text, like WYD? Like, or like, what is it like?
Back in the day, it was
getting hit up at 4 a.m. by a random person.
Usually,
wants to play with joysticks. Like, you grab your joysticks.
Usually, they'll just hit. They'll say like the game you want to play. I was like Apex. Yeah.
Apex Overwatch? With a question mark.
Yeah, some shit.
Mm. I mean, my day, it was nonverbal. If my friends brought just like controllers
his,
like this,
you just and grab they just his look dick. Like
this. So. There was a game called Hand Job. It would just be like Hand Job.
Yeah.
Or like Smash. Like, so for Smash Brothers, is it like you Smash? Like Smash with a question mark?
Yeah.
Okay, just check it. Let's check it out.
If you say Smash and then you'd be like, oh, and you try to make a joke about that, they'd be like, shut up, man. Come on, grow up, Smash Bros.
grow up. I'm clearly talking about Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm picking Kirby. Okay, all right, yeah, understood. I get it. I respect it. I respect the culture. I know it's a billion-dollar company. More people play video games than don't.
Right.
If anything, I'm in the minority of this conversation. You know what I mean? I'm probably wrong.
And we like all the shit you like already.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. We watch movies and film, TV shows and shit.
How do you know I don't have any low-key hobby that you guys don't know about?
You don't.
I don't. You're right.
I installed a little something in your house. I know everything that goes on in there.
Whoa, what in the world?
That means, you know.
I believe that, man. You grade A psychopath right here, man. Mm. Richard. Come what's on. Up, Rick? What did you grab right there? What did you grab right there? Okay, one thing we wanted to talk about that's been all over the feeds, anti-maskers.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Rec brought this to attention. First of all, when you shared this stuff, they were at an Erewhon market that I've gone to before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
I mean, they're all over LA.
Is it all over the markets? Yeah.
Malls, fucking Targets. Yeah.
You showed me one of like an Asian girl in the videos. Did you know who the Asian girl is? Is she an influencer?
No.
Oh, she's not like, oh, okay. You just pointed out there's an Asian girl. There's representation. There's representation on the anti-maskers.
Nah, you know what it is, man? When I see an Asian participating in those things, I just like feel so embarrassed, dude. You know, because that, you know, if
why wouldn't there be an Asian person? I feel like I see a black anti-masker, a white anti-masker.
I just hope that we know better, you know?
Why would we? Why?
I don't know, man. Because
more kids are in medical school or what? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's just. She's one of those people that talk like, excuse me, but this isn't my rights.
Oh, I don't understand the meeting of this group, like, people must be really bored, first of all, more than anything, I feel like, because they're meeting on like a Facebook group.
I feel like they have a type. There's a type, man. They all look angry. Let's explain.
What is the type? Yeah, what is the type?
They just look angry and like just, I don't know, man. They just attention seeking. Like,
it's all ages too, by the way. I've been seeing like a wide range of, you know, I was trying to pinpoint like a pattern. Man. You know?
I don't know if they look like assholes or they look like assholes after I've seen them in that context. But yeah, that's what all I can see when I see their faces.
I feel like semi bad hygiene. Like they might be a little musty.
Yeah. And they all got that face you want to punch, you know?
Yeah. I definitely think wait, what is this? what in the world? Come on, man. Why are you but yeah, so
are there any like maskers that converted to anti-maskers?
Yeah.
Someone who wore a mask and was like, nah, fuck it, I'm not wearing it anymore.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Damn.
Or
yeah, because you know some of them were arguing with it from the beginning, from the jump.
Okay, true.
But I think like there's some people like, what's this conversation about? It's the right situation. Like, yo, this is not a, you know, we have our right to not wear masks. I think that's like what everyone is agreeing.
Yeah,
upon,
they're saying it's like communism and like having to force them to do it. Mm. And
it's so corny because like all those people that are you know, going into those you know, stores and shit.
Yeah.
Having these little parades.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're like targeting people wearing masks. Like, take your mask off.
Yeah.
We want to see that smile. You're a conformist. Blah 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 blah. Damn. It's like, yo, you want to live your life that way, go ahead, be an asshole. But like, they're trying to get everybody else into it and shit.
Right, funny thing is, there's been a no shoes, no service, no shirt, no service rules regulated in all these places forever.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know if you come into the store without a shirt, you're probably going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
But they're all shocked about this mask situation.
But just to play devil's advocate, you know, like,
when
you're a teen, right, they tell you to put a condom on, right? But then you don't want to put it on because it just feels better.
I always have a condom on.
So you're saying that's what it is. They just want to feel better. They don't like the way the mask feels.
Yeah.
I really think it's just the length of the ear loop, bro.
So truth for you, how uncomfortable is it for wearing a mask for you? Now, how uncomfortable is it wearing a mask for you guys?
I'm going to be honest
with you. Let's talk about this. Let's be honest.
I'm going to be honest right now, dude. What? The length of the ear, like loop, if it's too short, there is excruciating pain that happens from right behind his ear. You know what I mean? That is true.
No, but most things in life don't fit you in any way. Like, so
you're talking about like people.
You. Because you always talk about shoes. Your feet are too wide. Your socks. Something never fits with you. You think that's kind of an issue?
So I guess I'm not fit to answer this question, then, huh? I think.
Just curious because you always. I'm not saying anything, but the ears thing. It's like, are you feeling more pain than general public on the ear thing?
No, I'm saying that, you know, everyone's tolerance level is different. Do you know what I mean? So people with the mask on, they may feel. I'm in no way advocating anti-mask. Everyone should wear it, you know what I mean? For the sake of everyone as a whole.
Yeah.
But to play devil's advocate, I think if you just had different sizes of masks, it'll change a lot of
things.
They do have different sizes.
Yeah, they have.
I guess maybe you're right. All those different sizes doesn't matter.
They have an N95W now.
And not even that. You could... But you can also just kind of wrap a piece of cloth around your mouth. Right, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's the blatant, like, yo, I have the right to not wear one. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right. Okay. How about you? What's your thoughts on this, Rec? Like, how uncomfortable are you with
it? Is like, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of uncomfortable.
But breathing wise or what?
No, it's just, you know, because especially if you're out for the whole day, like, especially when I was in Korea. It would just start, like, the inside would start getting, like, the little cotton would start, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. irritating you. Mm-hmm. And, I'm never going to not wear it, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Yeah.
And if it really bothers you, just take one for half the day and then replace it with a new one.
Right.
A little wasteful, but, you know, is that too much to fucking ask? I mean, all these people who, you know, are saying all this shit, like, yo, it's a lot of rules and things that... not everybody agrees with, but just for the general, like, peace of mind for everybody else, and even for just that little risk, like, just fucking do it, man.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I've just seen videos of people, you know, giving the reasons why they don't want to wear masks. It's
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The worst thing is seeing all these videos now where people going to pharmacies or going to the hospital, like, I'm a patient. I could die. And you're not going to let me in without a mask?
It's saw four chimtiga. Like, that's how it looks like in the video, too. Just everywhere.
And it's like, you're making it wrong. Like, you're fucking putting a choice for yourself. Like, you're choosing to die. It's crazy.
And the protests of them just marching around these markets. I mean, Erewhon, that's like the most bougiest fucking market they could have chosen for that.
Yeah.
It seems very
nice. And that's what it is too. It's like, I feel like a lot of people are just very entitled and privileged, the people that are doing the shit. Like, everybody else who, like, has to work and shit, they're just like, gotta put on masks? All right, put on masks. Go to work. Blah, blah, blah. It's these motherfuckers that have nothing to do. You know? Think
they probably don't have to wear a mask at their job, right? Or don't have a job right now where they are forced to do that.
Right.
Or they have, like, a good job where they're working from home, and then they come out and they're like, all right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, yo,
from home is actually a privilege for a lot of these jobs.
Everyone's norm inside their home it could be completely different.
And, yo, like, who knows about Erewhon? Just like bougie motherfuckers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
or people who want to be bougie.
I hate there sometimes. I like Erewhon.
Yeah, you're bougie.
I'm not bougie.
I'm a little bougie
now.
I'm not bougie. What was that new bag you bought yourself?
It's high quality. It's a backpack.
What brand was it?
It's a sweat, a regular JanSport. It's an Erewhon backpack. No, I'm kidding. I'm not bougie, but it's just like, you know, they have like high quality groceries sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying. Yeah,
and I wear a mask when I go in.
What's going on? Why are we whispering?
We got quieter as it goes.
This fool looked up Erewhon backpack.
What the fuck?
He's kidding, bro.
He's kidding. Come on, buddy.
He got himself a loosen nice
this
bag.
Kid. We need Rec to come and loosen this kid up over here. Alex the intern, ladies and gentlemen. Alex the intern. How you feeling, Alex? What do you feel about this mask debacle? Why don't you turn this mic on and say something here real quick? You got a mask on the back of your head, which is crazy.
You also definitely be wearing masks. Like, it's no point. But at a certain point, I feel like a lot of these people are in denial. Like, they don't want to, like, admit that the virus is so close, or that they themselves, you know, are even capable, because they're like off living in their bubble. You know, their minds all closed to the possibilities. And then, you know, people are just antsy, like short fuse right now, you know, and just like would love to go just raise their voice, start a little ruckus, just because their life has just been so horrible.
You said their minds are closed. Mm-hmm. Check out his hat. Like a third eye.
Shout out to the third eye hat.
I feel you, bro. All right.
Yo, stay woke. Give that hat about 5 years. It's going to fade out, too, that little logo right there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Well, thank you for your insight. That was Third Eye Alex. Third Eye Alex. That'll be a new segment, Third Eye Alex, every week. Just dropping some woke gems.
You know what, man? There's not really much to say. It's just to end that. Fuck them, dudes, man. Fuck all those people, man. They're gonna be the corn, like on when history. You know, there's gonna be so. I don't know, man. But speaking of masks,
yeah.
Oh man, don't do it.
the master
somebody villain. somebody that means a lot to us as people in our trade, our craft, in our culture. MF Doom.
Rest in peace.
When you say his name, you spell his name, do it in all caps,
bro.
All right, MF Doom. Rest in peace, man.
I did notice that the New Yorker, there were a few articles that did a piece on MF Doom, did not spell his name in all caps in the article.
For real?
Yeah, which was already a bad start. Let me say that. Yeah. But rest in peace. And that's funny. A lot of big year for masks, I would say.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I just watched the Watchmen series, and the whole thing is like, had mad lines about wearing a mask and like what that means.
Crazy. You know? Even with kidding, those are the costume masks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which one?
The Jim Carrey show
about identity and something about masks. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It is. Jim Carrey had a movie called The Mask.
Oh yeah. And where's the Kevin Bacon link?
Okay, Alex's hat winked.
Yeah.
Wait, where'd your poster go?
I don't know why, but Rick took it from me about a year ago.
What? What do you
house? My MF Doom poster. Whoa.
We always had the MF Doom poster hanging here. No, not here. On this podcast, studio, so yeah, people know.
So one thing that I wanted to say, so I saw MF Doom perform live before, and also the imposter version of MF Doom, like mad years ago, probably almost 10 years ago.
And you like the imposter version?
No. No, but at the time, people were booing.
They could tell off the bat
that it was like an imposter, and like people were angry because they paid, but like a couple years after that, people were like, that shit was kind of tight. That someone could actually pull that off was kind of a cool thing. Yeah, it's just dope.
You know, Rick had a tweet. He was like, you know, Doom is one of those people that you remember where you were when you first got put onto Doom and who put you on.
Right.
And you have like that kind of a bond with that person. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of those artists.
Yeah.
And it would be cool if we all kind of shared like how we got put onto Doom.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up in Northern Virginia, I was with Zoe in high school. He was DJing. And there was this B-boy. His name was Lawrence, right? He had these Akuma beads. And he came to Langley was a very like... you know, it was right next to the CIA. There was like two black kids there, you know. Everyone listened to other shit. This guy brought just like CDs of Doom, like Anticon, you know, like all the Company Flow, all the underground shit that he put me on. And then when I heard Doom, it was one of those things where I didn't get it right away. Do you know what I mean?
Because you're coming from like very traditional,
It's almost like, you know, coming from classical music to like playing jazz music, you know, where the time signature changes and the tempo switches up. So I was like, it was too like scatterbrained for me. But then when it clicked a few years later, I listened to everything back and I was just like, dude, I don't even know who could replicate this. You know what I mean? He's so unique in that way.
What was that first thing that stood out to you that made you think like this guy's is different?
Like for me, before I heard Doom, when you rushed the last couple of syllables, that was like you kind of messed up on your bar because like you didn't calculate it. It's not in the pocket. We go oogly moog.
I will say the rhyme schemes definitely was the thing that popped out to me.
100%.
And kind of catching like just keep going and he catches the last thing and squeezes it in. But I think Open Mike Eagle, I would say, is the first person that really got me into it. But before I met Open Mike Eagle, I was already up on him. I wasn't deep into him.
Right.
But you're he's cool. But then you had that friend to be like, this is why.
I was also freestyling to all the Special Herbs Volume 1, right. 3, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
for sure.
Those mad volumes, actually. And then freestyling to that in the room. And then I met Open Mike Eagle at Project Blowed. And he was like, he's like MF Doom head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He actually just put out a fire MF Doom tribute rap that he fucking kills it. Yeah, that's dope. But he was like, he was putting me on because we would do shows together.
Right.
And I was in the same crew as him and we're in the whip and he's just playing Doom and shit. You know, so. and also, to be honest, like, even beyond the music, I really fucked with his branding really hard.
Right.
Like, I loved everything about his branding. You know what I mean? Like the characters and personas. I was also into comic books, so that was really big.
Yo, for me, honestly, I was coming from like I was listening to like Jay-Z and shit like that, right? So that Doom shit was kind of like, oh, I was also dabbling in underground stuff. So, but then for me, it was like, oh, it's that like like a white boy backpacker shit, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it was so muddy. But then, and also a lot of things that I end up loving a lot, like the most, it's thing that I don't like in the beginning. But then I just keep going back to it and I kind of wrestle with it. It's like, right, you know, like literature, you know, like you
always like that with art. I feel like you always give everything kind of a chance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like, if I know somebody that I trust likes it a lot,
yeah,
and I don't like it,
you're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Like, what do I not recognize?
I'll keep listening to it, you know, just for like, because I respect their taste. And I don't think a lot of people do that, especially nowadays. You know, like, you hear it, you get 5 seconds, and you don't like it.
You're like, I want to see what this 15-year-old sees.
Honestly, I feel that all the time right now.
Yeah, so, like, in the beginning, I was like, fuck this shit, man. I'd rather listen to, you know, DMX and shit, right? And then, I just kept giving it a chance. And then I heard Meek Grinder.
Yeah.
Yo.
Tripping off the beat, kind
of. Yeah. There's something about it. It was so dark.
Yeah,
but like
it was that beat switch up too, though. You know what I mean? Before it hit, it was like, yo.
And honestly, yeah, that's what I look for in music or art in general. Like something that's gonna, if I delve into it, I'm like gripped by it. You know, just like me playing Persona 4. If I enter that
playing,
universe,
you play Persona 4. What are you playing Persona 4?
Oh my god!
And then, you know, he was like, him and Cool Keith, they had like the different characters too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So I mean, okay, we're talking about Doom a lot, but for people that don't know about Doom, he was a like the king of the underground. He was like everybody's hero. He was a producer and a rapper. So before he was saying Special Herbs, he put out a whole volume of just his beats.
Right.
You know, if you're a Joey Badass fan, you probably heard one of his beats because he rapped over that Pennyroyal. But but he had a lot of different monikers. He came out with a group called KMD, but then when his brother passed, who was part of the group.
Yep.
He came back with the mask on.
It was like his second act. It was one of the greatest second acts in music, pretty much.
Yeah. Came out with the mask and people like, yo, like people didn't even see it. They didn't like know what he looked like and shit. You know what I'm saying? And fucking had mad different aliases. Was very cryptic, was so New York too. You know, like
he's actually, that whole thing about reviving himself with a second act in his career, like years after he had the old school like hip hop group and stuff, kind of made me feel like, would we ever do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? As we get to that certain point in our careers where, you know, we started really young,
right?
And we are getting older and we've had this kind of brand for a long time, who we are.
Yeah.
You ever feel like, damn, I wonder how I could ever have a second act in rebranding myself? Rebranding, I guess that's the key word here. But would you wear a mask to do it?
I think everybody who kind of like kills their individuality and then just dons like a fucking thing in front of their face, like anything from, like, it's gonna be kind of cringe to say, but like Marshmello to like Jabberwockies, like there's always something iconic about
that. That's true. Actually, you know what? That's a good point though. Marshmello, DJ Marshmello,
Deadmouse,
and
Yacht's Mask.
I'm talking about Jabberwockies. Yeah. They all kind of did the same thing because those guys are all OGs too in the music game. You know what I'm saying? You know, all those guys are producers and they weren't as known as they are now with that persona.
Yeah.
But they've been in a while. So.
Just to get us out of like kind of cringe territory. I mean, you know, Gorillaz. Gorillaz as well. You know?
Yeah, Gorillaz.
Just Daft like, Punk. We're going to be
Daft Punk,
an animated fucking band of monkeys, you know?
Right.
It's something about that.
I think people are doing that now too with like avatars, you know? Like new singers and artists too. They're just coming in with.
What would your personas be?
VTubers? YouTubers, like streamers, the CGI.
Yeah.
No affiliation with the video game, but what would your personas be?
I mean, you know, I think it would be a frog, you know. That would make the most sense.
So, what do you mean, like you would wear a frog mask?
I probably have to wear the whole suit. So, I'm not ready to make that transition. It's going to be real hot.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. How about you?
I want to come back like really fat. Like really, you know, like how
Big Pun, like in 1 year.
So like 1 month of letting yourself go, bro.
Yeah, just 1 month. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about like really big. You know what I mean? come back larger than life. I think
you why do you think that would help?
You would come back with health problems, like,
yeah, but why would that help you? You think people are more perceptible to like fat MCs or fat, what?
Dude, the best rappers are fat. Nah, nah. It's just, you know, like that way. Then your whole like the look side of it, and you worried about that, is completely is stripped. You're just,
I would say people do feel, I do feel like people care about those things. Like, it's like if you're too regular looking, it always kind of like,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You either gotta be like bugged out looking,
yeah,
or like super good looking. And these,
like, even comedians, you know what I mean? Like, some of the big ones, like when they lose weight, they just don't seem the same.
Like who?
Jonah Hill.
You like skinny Jonah? I like skinny Jonah.
You like skinny Jonah?
Streetwear Jonah?
Yeah. Streetwear Jonah? Streetwear Jonah.
Men's fashion.
Yeah, men's fashion Jonah. I like skinny Jonah.
Who else?
Freeway lost a lot of weight too.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. But you know. He had a limp, you know.
But that proves his point.
Like, Rex Dizzy. Which Rex you like better?
What Rex do you like better?
I like all Rex.
I saw a skinny picture, like a real skinny picture you posted recently when you were doing the Instagram story challenge.
Yeah.
It's in the, when was that? Was that recent?
Yeah, that was that last year.
That's so crazy, bro. You looked insanely skinny right there on that, in that picture.
And we're coming back and we're going to go there.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
You're going for it. Going How's for the it. Keto going?
It's cool, man, you know. Because, you know, people aren't, it's helpful that people aren't going out to eat a lot. Because I remember last time I was on keto, you guys were always hitting me up like, yo, you want to go out to eat?
Yeah, eating and a cheeseburger now, right in your face. Like,
yeah, look at your keto, boy. I was eating a cheeseburger, but yeah, like nobody's really out like that. And
it's easy.
I hit up Instacart this morning.
Yeah, you really got put onto the Instacart recently.
What is that?
Yeah, no, I was late.
It's like Postmates, but for groceries. People get you groceries.
You should, you should get on that shit, bro.
So you guys don't.
It's like, it's like a $5 fee for them to do everything.
Yeah, but Rick's like, Rick likes going.
I like my hands
Rick,
on.
Rick likes to tap the cantaloupe.
I like to tap.
You know what I'm saying? Stroke the broccoli.
Yeah.
Like he likes really going out there and getting handsy.
Feel every brittle.
For sure.
Every
for sure.
brittle.
I mean, but these
sniffing
days,
the papayas, you know.
Mm. There you go.
Rubbing his balls on the melons.
I'm just saying, dude. If I want to
stick a finger in an avocado,
stick a finger in an avocado.
just a pinky.
Juggling the blueberries, let's just say he likes. Nibbling at the
nibbling the carrot like Bugs Bunny.
Nibbling the carrots.
Talking to the Dungeness.
yeah. No,
for sure. I hear you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you should. Yeah, you should.
I don't want to do that, man.
You don't.
I like having that relationship where I go pick it up.
Yeah, but that's how COVID's spreading.
You haven't had it done for you, bro.
Grocery is one of the hot.
I know, but I'm super cautious. Like, I go with the gloves, with the 95 and the Yox mask. You know, jumping on shopping carts. Nah, but it's good. I don't know. I just don't have that trust in that person. I'm like, yo, get me this bag of garlic. What if she gets the wrong one? You know what I mean? Little things like that.
Wow. Damn. It's that simple. I mean, that's that difficult, huh?
Yeah.
Well, 2021, you know, one thing I've noticed is like things just are, we're at the peak of the problem. There's like new strains of COVID being introduced. There's right. like one from UK. It's so weird hearing about strains in LA because it's like we talk about strains all the time. Indica, sativa, here's the blueberry dream, whatever the fuck. And now we have new strains of COVID.
I didn't even want to click on that link. I see a few popping up. That shit's real, huh? The remix
has it. Dropped.
It's the motherfucking remix.
It's not really New Year's for me, man.
1 out of 5 Los Angeles residents are likely to catch COVID.
1 out of 5?
1 out of 5. Wait, there's 4 people in here. Thank right. God.
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding.
That's
I'm kidding.
Fucking crazy.
I don't think that's how math works, but 1 out of 5. Kind of paranoid.
You guys like the hat or not?
Not my favorite, I gotta say.
It looks good.
It's fun. It's cute.
Yeah. You look like one of those soldiers in the UK that can't move. You know what I mean?
That's some shit my mom would wear.
Buckingham
for sure.
Buckingham Palace.
100%.
Oh, no, for sure. I bought it from the spot where Ajumma's buy hats.
Yeah.
I bought it from H Mart.
Yeah.
I picked it up. I looked at him. I was like, this is funny, right? And he's like, yeah. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, I kind of want it.
No, you remember you
how much does a hat like that go for an H Mart?
It was $30, dude. It was really cheap.
Yeah.
It was not like a gag buy.
It's not that cheap.
I fucking committed, bro.
This guy, wow. He put it down, he walked into the elevator, and then he's like, wait, should I get it? And then you left.
Yeah. Oh, you were with him?
Yeah.
I feel good about myself. Nah. I feel closer to my mom wearing this. I actually called. I FaceTimed my mom wearing this, and she's like, "Where'd you get that hat from?"
No, she didn't. Did she really?
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, "Wow, you want one?" She's like, "Yeah, I do."
Well, that's hilarious.
We might be hat twins.
Oh man. There was a weird story that I just saw today where, you know, that mom from that 70s show, that she supposedly died from COVID 2 days ago.
No
way. The short hair one?
The really hot one. The girl's mom.
I don't remember her.
She's like a hot star from like 60s, 70s. She was in Charlie's Angels and all this shit.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nobody remembers that mom.
Yeah, her.
She passed away.
Yeah, they know her. She's the 70s show. The tall mom who's like kind of ditzy. Tanya Roberts. But apparently she's not dead.
What?
Yeah, apparently something happened where like...
I like how you did that right there.
Oh, is she dead? Okay.
Come on, dude.
All right, rest in peace. No, because I did see a tweet. Something about her not being dead. Are you sure?
It was like misannounced too early, and then it was still alive, and then looks like...
Oh, she is. Okay. Never mind. Never mind, guys.
Damn, can you imagine?
Rest
like,
in peace. But
the friends
wow.
And family, that's fucking
yeah, up. I got to say, man, the vibes of like the vintage like beauty stars of the 60s, 70s, they are so hot, man.
So hot, man.
You know what I mean? Look at this. Like the original Wonder Woman.
They have like a natural diffused glow.
It's the original Wonder Woman, like just beautiful, man. Just
did you
beautiful.
Watch the Rest new Wonder Woman?
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. People have all this mixed reviews about, not mixed, I think it's getting shitted on.
Do you
want to
talk about it? Because did you watch it?
I did. Did you not?
Okay, I didn't watch it.
No,
it's
fine. It's fine.
Do you? Why you don't want us to spoil it?
No, I don't care. I just. I'm not.
Did you want to watch? Did you want to watch it?
I might watch it. I'm not.
You're not a big Wonder Woman fan. Why? Why is that?
I just.
Is it because the lead characters?
I'm kind of just over superhero movies.
You're over it. How convenient that it's when the Wonder Woman sequel came out.
I guess I hate women.
No.
Take that out of context.
No, but out of context, that doesn't sound funny as fuck. I it's funny because I after I saw it, I was like, oh, that was kind of tight. I went on Twitter, everybody was like, it's the shittiest superhero movie.
Don't you hate when that happens? You know what's the worst? I mean, not even the worst. It's not bad. It's like when you watch a movie and you like it. No, you go on fucking Rotten Tomatoes. Everybody goes on Rotten Tomatoes when you watch a movie. And then like fucking everyone's shitting on it. You watch it. It's like, you're like, that shit was dope. That shit was dope. Like Anchorman 2. Right, I was like, I was shitting on it. I was like, that was fun.
Everyone said it was shitty, but I don't know why it was so shitty. To me, it's like okay, because there's no explanation for shit, and there was easy cop out for the storyline. For instance, like this, the villain is like a guy who can make wishes come true.
Right,
that's so, probably why. People
but at that shitty. Point, at that point, it's like you can make anything happen in the storyline when you have that kind of crazy superpower.
It's like you have to commit. It's like this is what's going on, and this is what the story's gonna be like.
But the thing is. I think that's
nice.
That's fucking funny. Like you could just make anything happen in the storyline because this guy could do anything.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And I thought it was entertaining.
But I think
that's every little.
That's all you can ask for to be entertained,
bro. Every kid, if you ask them, like, what's your one wish, one superpower you could have, is it's like, I wish I could have all the superpowers.
Right,
you know, like,
right.
That's what they did. It was kind of sick. I liked it. I don't know.
It's like, but when the enemy, the villain was too OP, it just seems unrealistic. Do you know what I mean?
I thought he was dope.
Okay.
I thought it gave like the over the top villainous, like kind of, oh yeah, more wishes, like that kind of look that he had.
Yeah.
Really felt like a 80s kind of joint.
Right.
And I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
And I think it went over people's heads low key.
Like, I love how they just wrapped it up. You know, I love how with empathy and all that. I don't want to ruin too much, but just the
I
way.
I agree with all the points that were raised here, except for the last one.
It's love, baby.
All right, let's talk about Soul. How about the movie Soul?
Wow.
I didn't watch that either.
You did? Wow, I'm surprised.
I don't have a Disney Plus account.
You just stuck on Persona, huh? Wow.
Yeah, honestly, that's all I did for last week. And
well, let me tell you.
I got out of it.
I'll tell you, Soul will really give you some soul. Get you out of Persona.
Soul, Persona, what's the difference?
Oh, there's a big difference, buddy. It's Pixar.
What was your favorite part of Soul?
My favorite?
What stuck out? You know what I mean?
I think the barbershop scene.
Because
He talks to the barber and the barber, and then he's like, oh man, like why you work here, you know what I'm saying, this isn't your passion. He's like, why don't you go chase your passion? He's like, I did. I forget how the fuck shit goes.
Oh, I thought you were bringing up the barber shop scene because He's like, I'm glad we had this talk. How come we never talked about this? He's like, you never asked.
Oh, that was a bar, yeah, too.
So
that
I thought you were talking too. About like, oh, maybe
that was a bar. And that one bar with the jazz musician
girl.
I'll
wait for that scene when I watch it.
Yeah.
That I'll be like, it's just, that's the line.
All right.
That one the bar, ocean? That ocean, yeah. Fish in the ocean, yeah. That was a bar. There's bars in that.
Fish in the ocean, I'm going to look for that one too.
Yeah.
When I hear it, I'll be like, I'm going to call you guys and be like, yo, they said it.
Man, honestly, that movie had gems, bro. Yeah. Remember like every 5 minutes we looked at each other?
I watched it.
Rick, you heard that, right? Rick, wait, you heard that.
You watched it together?
Yeah.
Oh, you're busy playing
Christmas morning.
But I don't remember getting a text or even a...
Nah. In all my group texts, I'm always like, yo, I'm having...
Do you want to watch Soul?
What if your computer has a conscious of its own and it blocked the text that was sent to you?
Like that could be possible. I don't want to rule anything out.
I want to sometimes smash your gaming PC, bro. Like, you know, like those angry girlfriend videos where they smash your gaming console?
Yeah.
Never seen one with a best friend, have you? I think that could be something. I have a gaming system, by the way.
Yeah, you do.
Never use it.
We have it.
The gaming PC?
Gaming PC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should I use it?
We should, yay.
Should I give it a go?
Should we game out?
Wait, hold on.
Come on. Wait, you don't like game out?
Game out is not a thing. I'm pretty sure game out is not a thing. Can someone confirm that game out is not a thing, guys?
Hey, done. It's game out.
Game
yo,
out?
What do you think people say at esports tournaments, bro? Like, yo, it's time to game out. No, put your game out.
How about game on? I feel like game on would be.
Game on is right before the round. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, all right, game on. But when we're here, like, we're like about to schedule it. It's like, let's go game out, dude.
People say game out, huh? Yeah. Oh, wait, here's. Okay, this guy did the Urban Dictionary game out. There's a dude one and dude two dialogue to explain this.
All right, let's go.
Can you zoom in on that real quick? All right, I'll be dude one.
Okay. Maybe dude two.
Okay.
You do two.
No. I can't see.
All right.
Hey, man. What are you going to do this weekend?
Me and my bro are going to game out all night on Nazi zombies.
Nice. Game out on Nazi zombies?
Yeah, because you know when you like, watch TV, night. Don't you say veg out? Like, yeah, let's go veg out. I know it's kind of like off.
Game out, definitely a thing. Yeah, everyone says game out. Are you kidding me?
All right, well let's take some calls, guys.
Let's take some calls.
Don't call though unless you're ready to game out with the boys.
With your aim out.
I just got an update from Steffi. She broke both bones in her ankle.
Holy shit! That's wow.
She broke both bones on that ankle. She broke.
What'd you do? Like,
wow.
What happened?
She was just running she was in a rush to get to the gym, actually. And right before she walked into the gym, she broke her ankle.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like,
oh, man. Yo, well, I don't know. Thoughts and prayers go out to the ankle. I don't know.
Nah, but for real.
But that's ankle thing so sucks. Shitty, man. It's because it's like, you're limited doing shit every day on a daily basis.
Oh, bro. You know what you need to do?
She's going to be gaming out a lot.
Yeah,
this next month, I'll tell you that.
Get some heat pads. You know, just you gotta beat the punch. Get
some heat pads. Let's take some calls right now on Discord. If you'd like to talk to us, join on the Discord. We got about 20 minutes before I gotta head out, guys. So hit the Discord right now. Let's take the first call. This one's from Niceberg. What's up, Niceberg?
You hear me?
Yep, I hear you. What's good? Turn off the AC.
What's good, my guy?
What's up,
good,
my
man?
Guy?
How are you, bro?
Yo, Niceberg, what's up?
Dog, how was Korea, my dude?
Pretty good. I miss it.
You miss it?
I'm going to go back.
Yeah. You're going back when?
Spring? Yeah.
And that's it, huh? From there, you're just going to live there.
I'll be back.
Okay.
All right. But Iceberg, what's good, man? How's everything? What's on your mind?
You know, just we in January now, trying to adjust and see how the rest of the time here goes.
You got any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I don't usually have any like for New Year's, but I guess like this year I want to be more positive and optimistic. So
right,
yeah. Positive.
Is there any practical, actionable ways that you could do that?
Yeah, I'm. I watched a few videos on like being more positive, like self love. Like today, I write what I'm grateful for. Yeah.
You think you're usually like pessimistic and like negative about the outlook on things or what?
Yeah, like when I was a kid, like, it was just some stuff that I was trying to like figure out who I was, and then I was trying to like be socialized and whatnot, and just stuff didn't work out how I wanted it to.
Yeah.
So like I kind of just started being pessimistic just to like protect myself from being disappointed.
We talked about this last time, bro. You're Asian.
Pretty much.
Welcome, bro. Welcome. We got you.
All that, you know, that positive, like, you know, thinking about things you're grateful for, that shit is real, man. Yeah. It's like it's kind of tricking your mind into just being in good spirits. One time I lost $100 on the train, and I remember I was like really down and out, and I needed that $100 for something. And then I lost it, and then I was like half a second from raging. Right, I was on the I was in a train of this fucking New York subway. You know, it's like it's all dark and dingy down there.
Yeah,
right. Yo, in that split second, I don't know what came over me, but I just started to think about like, wow, I still have my legs, I still have my arms, right. My hands, I still have people that I care about that care about me.
Yeah,
and then that shit just dissipated, bro.
You counter strike.
I fucking just like I flipped the switch, man.
Wow.
And that's the thing. Really? Everyone has their when things are going great, there's always going to be something. Like you can have a streak of a couple months going good, a couple weeks, a couple days, a year or two, but there's always going to be something that's just going to, you know, and you're long overdue for a shitty day. Everyone has that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when things are going smooth and you know, there's no turbulence, those things are hard to times are hard to remember, you know. The bad times are the things that kind of stick to your mind.
Yeah.
So you writing down, you know, just small accolades and accomplishments, like that's very important, bro.
Yeah.
Just spirit of proclamation.
And it could just be anything, man. You wake up and then you notice that, you know, your sock has a hole in it, and you're like, yo, I'm glad I just noticed that. I'm not gonna wear this one today. I'm gonna pick this pair with the stripes on it.
All right.
In a sing song. Two holes.
Just sing to yourself, you know, while you're brushing your teeth, take it to the next level. I know that dumb, like, two bad things happened to him today, but then, and he was like really like fuck. Yeah. And then like being here in the studio, like ready to do this podcast, it just took his mind off it, so he's not even thinking about it.
I mean,
but I just reminded him.
I actually was just I was right before you said that, I was thinking about it. It's frustrating as fuck, man. Like a car issues and like things like that is just frustrating when you need to use that thing to get around and make money and whatever the fuck.
But then you got here and then you just you took your mind off it, and that's the key thing that, you know, can't miss.
Yeah, don't talk to me about car issues, man. I hate car issues.
Man, shit's frustrating.
So I don't have a car.
Fuck cars, dude.
That's one way of solving the problem, but it's not, I wouldn't say productive. Unless you gotta go somewhere.
Well, Iceberg, I hope you know, you work out these issues, and I'm glad you're taking steps to be more positive and have a better outlook, man.
Yeah, man.
Sure. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
Have a good day, brother.
All right, you too. Hope your whatever your vehicle is, hope you get those issues solved out.
You too, sir. Man.
Thanks for calling, man.
Right back at you. Peace, nice.
All right, we got Dre.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing, Dre? Is your first time calling?
Yes, it is. How I kill this echo?
You got to mute the actual Twitch stream and leave the Discord, but mute the Twitch. I'm sorry. Mute the caffeine stream that you're watching right now. Yeah, mute it on caffeine. Mute it on caffeine.
But it's Dre.
Dre. Yep. Hi, Dre.
Of course, that's what I said.
That's what you said.
What's up, Dre?
How you doing, Dre?
Thanks for calling in.
Chilling. This is my first time calling. It's kind of weird because I've worked with y'all before, but I never spoke to y'all.
Oh, really? What do we work on?
Identity LA. I would be next to Dan working the stage.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a while since Identity's happened, right?
Like, right.
Yeah.
Memories that we hold on to.
Interesting.
Well, okay. Well, have you been watching the show or listening?
Yeah, I have. I've been. I've actually listened since your first one.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
But it was very awkward in the beginning. But
yeah, we're figuring it out. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, what's on your mind, Dre? Anything?
Not much. I just pulled in from, like, I drove from Texas. It was like 22 hours. Yeah.
22 hours?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Did you do it solo?
I mean, I had someone in the car with me, but I don't like people driving my car.
Interesting.
So someone was in the car with me, but I was solo.
So someone could have like split the driving time with you, but you're not, you weren't having it. Like, you don't like that.
I don't like, it's more like a safety measure. It's like, ride with me, but go to sleep. I don't need you to be up when I'm up. Because if I need you to drive, I need you to have energy.
I let a complete stranger. I see.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's just passenger seat etiquette, man. Even on tour, you know, if you're sitting in the front, you're not sleeping.
I will say though, a lot of people are actually moving to Texas.
Yeah, they are.
That's been like the one hot spot during the pandemic where everyone's kind of.
It's just in California.
Did that kind of cross your mind at all?
Expensive.
Texas?
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I don't know where I would stay. It's weird though. Like, I know I don't necessarily need to be here in LA. But I don't want to go anywhere else either. Right. You know what I mean? Like, how do you guys feel?
My dad was thinking about Texas too. He just wants to. He was like, I could come to Cali too, you know? But a lot of people are looking at Texas right now.
Because, you know, how's it cheap? Land is cheap.
A lot of streamers, right? Are going to Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, Cali, I love Los Angeles, but, you know, it's getting kind of scary out here too.
Are you from Texas, Dridri?
Born and raised.
What part?
Dallas.
Dallas. Mm-hmm. The city of Dallas.
Barbecue.
Have you ever chilled in Carrollton over there?
Yeah, I know where Carrollton is. That's where K-Town is. But yeah. Carrollton is not the spot. It's the Asian spot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. We just know the Asian.
We just know the. I was gonna drop Omi, but I'm
sorry. Yo, this fool. We do know all the K towns of America, don't we?
We know the K towns and the second K town.
That one Chicago joint.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
I almost broke my neck right now. But it's too heavy.
Well, Dridri, if there's anything else you want to say or chime in on anything we talked about today before we move on to next caller, you're free to do that.
I'm just trying to figure out why he got this big ass jacket on, and he's from the East Coast, and it's like only a couple degrees.
It's a four syllable word, love.
He's wearing a thermal inside that jacket too.
He's got the Uniqlo E-Tech.
It's a little much.
It's a little much, yeah.
Were you cold when you stepped out today, or what? Or you
malarious? It comes and goes. You know what I mean?
It comes and goes. So you were feeling today, cold when it wasn't cold.
It was. I have this illness.
His hands are shaking.
And sometimes I feel really cold. So I had to wear the thickest jacket.
Right now. Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, he's a villain.
I'm just surviving, Dridri.
He's doing the best he can.
I'm doing the best I can. What could I do?
All right, Dridri. Thanks for calling and thanks for listening. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Bye.
All right. Next up, we got Turtle Duck. Turtle duck. Hey. Turtle duck.
What's up, guys?
Turtle duck. Hey. Turtle duck's out of turtle luck. He likes the turtle fuck. He makes the turtle buck. He likes the turtle. He likes the turtle shrug. He
got the circle cup.
All right. What's up, turtle?
What up, turtle duck?
What up, fellas? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. What's up, bro?
I want to go back to the topic of video games. So, one of the first albums I heard from you was Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was fake.
Yeah.
Poser.
It was all fake.
Well, no. I played games during that time.
He looks like Super Mario.
Do-do-do-do-liar.
Look at him right.
Do-do-do-do-liar.
You look like a fucking...
Say it.
Bootleg.
Say it.
Bootleg Toad.
Liar.
You're a frog. Toad's brother, Frog. All right. What's up?
Okay. What's
good? I mean, that was a very good point, though.
Yeah.
You know?
What? The game? Dude, I played Super Mario.
Really? What was the green one called?
Luigi.
Yoshi, fool.
He's not wrong.
That was a trick. He's
not wrong. So, what's up? What's up?
But honestly, I don't really play video games that much anymore. I mean, I kind of stopped playing video games when I could, stop affording the consoles. Like, I still have my original Xbox, and I still play, some of those video games. But, I don't know. I feel like if I were to dive back into it now, one, I'd either be super lost, or two, I'd be, super addictive again to, playing video games. Because I was, really into it, you know?
Yeah.
No, I feel that. I mean, that's the problem I have with it. I'm afraid of it a little bit. But also, like, my learning curve is off on it. Like, I can't just pick it up that quickly.
Give me 3 hours, bro.
It's a lot of time, you know?
All right, do your friends play games? You have gamer homies?
I mean, a lot of them were on, what's it called? Modern Warfare, but still into that.
Yeah. I think that's a big thing about whether you're going to be, like, into games or not. It's if you have friends that play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There needs to be a cloud of passion or something. There needs to be some kind of interest around you.
Yeah.
And also, when it comes to games, too, it's kind of divided because there's, like, the sport, you know, like the NBA 2K guys.
Yeah.
They're not playing Fallout. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not visiting Bethesda. They're not doing that. But it's like... I don't know. I feel like I fell in love with video games. Did get very complex, you know. Back in the day, a couple of buttons. Now it's like even Madden. There's so many different things, but you fall in love with
so many genres, though.
Exactly. There's so many different pockets that you could just fall into. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I think I'm gonna try to curate something for Dumb. You know, not buy it for him, but just kind of pick stuff out, things that he might like.
I like Puzzle Fighter.
I like Puzzle Fighter.
I literally saw a denture. I saw your denture.
I literally sounded like that internet kid. I like turtles.
You're the fix of that.
Goddamn. Grand Theft Auto. I played the first one on PlayStation.
Oh,
one
Bird's Eye View. Yeah, I like that game. It starts off with Jesus Saves.
If you look at Grand Theft Auto, it really got drastically better from that first one.
Well, the GTA 5 is LA, bro. You go to K-Town in that game.
Yeah.
Sold! I'm kidding. Okay.
Yo, Turtle Dog, you got anything else you want to add, bro?
Uh-oh.
No, that's it.
I like that. He took the time to think about it.
Yeah, bro. I hope you're doing well. I hope you have a good new year. You got any resolutions this year?
Running. Doing this like achievable goal. It's 500 miles this year.
Nice.
Wow.
Just like that.
It's like what 2 miles per weekday.
What is your soundtrack? Like what's on your playlist when you go running? Just give me like 2 songs.
Oh man, putting me on the spot.
How about give me the song that you embark with, like that you start with, you know what I mean? Like you go outside and
you start with.
Yeah.
You spark it.
He obviously listens to the Ant word.
I think you freaking and I like you a lot. Ninja.
No, honestly, like it's more mellow music. Like the last song that I went on a run with was, let's see. I Love the Moon by Phony People.
Ooh. All right.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up. Thank you so much, man. I just wanted, because, you know, I'm going to start running too once my ankle gets better. So.
Well, take care, Turtle Duck. Let's take the next caller. We got Yoongi.
Yoongi-ya.
Yoongi.
Yoongi-ya.
Or Yoongi. Was it Yoongi or Yoongi? It's probably Yoongi, huh? Yoongi? We hear you. Yoongi. We heard. Hello?
Yoongi, 뭔지, 누군지, 지금.
Oh, shit. Hello, Yoongi. You there?
Yeah, Yoongi, boy, you sick? Yoongi,
my bad, what's up?
What's up?
My Bluetooth connected, my bad.
You good?
Okay, what's good, man? Where you calling from? We've had you on here before.
Dallas, bro.
Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas, Texas. Yep.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
What's up, man?
That's Happy New Year, Yoongi.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Happy New Year's, guys. I just want to say, bro, RIP Doom, bro. Damn.
Yeah.
I
can't believe
right, man. At the end, 2020 had to kick us in our ass again, bro.
I know. That was the buzzer shot of 2020.
Dagger.
Yeah, for real.
It really was. It was wild.
That was crazy.
I am also like, it's so crazy that they kept that 2 months a secret.
You know, I thought that for a second. I'm like, well, it kind of makes sense, like being doomed.
So is that true? That like he passed away in like October or something?
What do you?
They just kept it on the down low.
I don't know.
We don't know. But what do y'all think he passed away from? Like, what do you think?
I hope it wasn't COVID related. It would have been terrible, man. Just like,
I didn't even want to click on him, dude. I just saw it and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
It just felt like
he touched a lot of lives and stuff, you know.
It was just weird because he died on this on Halloween, and it was 2 months later. It just felt like some kind of like
hoax or something.
Hoax, right? Or something, because that, you know, dooms that imposter stuff. That's a
true villain, dude.
But obviously, you wouldn't like call that out because that just seems rude to the family. And,
also, and not only that, the caption that they put out is like,
yeah, the wife put it out, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sad, man. True, true. Yeah, you don't want to really say anything on it.
I mean, the truth is, man, right now, I don't know why I'm bringing it back to COVID. I hope it wasn't COVID, but I feel like maybe it could have been. It's just like fucked up, man. Right now, like, mad people are still dying, losing jobs and all that shit. So I want everyone to really, really, play their part and be safe and wear their masks and shit, you know.
Nah, for sure.
Like you guys were saying earlier, you know, like, the anti-maskers or whatever, it's just like, it's their choice, but we also have the choice to wear our mask or why you're like running up on us, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, don't wear your mask at your crib.
You know, right.
Like, chill there, bro.
Like, stay your ass at home, bro. Like, what the?
I mean, not even at your crib. You could be out, like, separated from people and not wear your mask. Like, I don't give a fuck. Right. Stay 6 feet away from me. Not wear your mask. You know what I'm saying? But
What do y'all think if we just put all those anti-maskers on a separate?
Just ship them out somewhere.
Yeah, like, start your own
create a little island for them.
We're anti-ship.
We should
just bounce.
They should be down to just do an experiment where they get them and their crew, put them in a room, and right after test them for COVID. You know what I'm saying? And you could see if that shit works or not. Mm-hmm. Put one dude with the mask in there, like in a group of like 30 people in the room. That'd be kind of fire, dude. That'd be fire.
That's nuts.
There's a TV show and shit now.
Yeah, this life is like a fucking Black Mirror episode right now. It's nuts. Did you guys see that? Death of 2020.
Yeah, that was good.
That's pretty good.
Are you guys gonna
anti-mask
vaccine? Anti-vax, right?
Are we gonna get the vaccine?
Yeah,
I mean, if once we need to, right?
Like, honestly, I'm gonna get it later, only because of that fucking series you put me on to, man. That shit got me paranoid.
What series?
Utopia? Fucking Utopia. Oh, Utopia.
I think that's why they took they canceled that show, because it was a good show that could have had another season, but they canceled it because they probably thought they were being too irresponsible.
Yeah,
we're pushing anti-vaccine.
The show called Utopia on, was it Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon. It was good. It was a good show.
Yeah.
Nah, but I had some nurse friends. They actually got their first rounds of vaccines.
Yeah, mine as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna see how they. No, I'm just kidding. Guinea pigs and shit. No, I'm just kidding.
For sure though. Like, you know, it's so early. It just they fought it out.
Yeah, they pumped it out kind of.
They
fast,
pumped it
dude.
Out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they pumped that because I don't know, man. I don't want to take up too much of y'all time with conspiracy theories and shit. But, you know, with the economy dying and stuff, they need some kind of placebo or something. Pump that out. Get everyone out there, and then.
I don't know. I'm gonna do it.
But that's not
okay. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't think about it as much as all these other people do. Like, blah, 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 all this, you know, anti-vaccine conspiracy. I don't know.
It's not even available to us.
That's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers like, going extra on it. Like, it's like people talking about, like, oh, Jordans are a waste of money. You can't even afford Jordans, fam. Chill. I don't know. Probably not the same analogy. It's not a good analogy.
You killed that, actually.
No. But well, thanks for calling, Yuji. Much love, bro.
Hey, yeah, for sure, man. I'll try to call in more often, you know, because you guys stream and I'm working, and so.
Yo, you sound like
sneak away.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that, man.
You sound like the voice of one of my favorite YouTube channels. You watch Daily Dose of Internet.
I don't really YouTube that much. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yo, it's cool.
A good thing. It's a very calming voice.
Yeah. It's a good thing. So Daily Dose of Internet. Yeah, they just round
that
up
was
like
your daily.
They just round up like the coolest and funniest, most unique videos, and you just watch it within like 3 minutes. So it's nice, you know. It's like a little wrap up.
Oh, before I let you go, I saw you opening Pokemon cards, dude. Dang, you trying to get in the hobby or what?
Nah, you know what? I just did it for fun, but. And the more look into it, I'm like, this is just all gambling.
Yeah.
This is all gambling.
That's
just gambling, bro. Straight up, it's gambling.
Hold on. You got some insider tips or what?
We opened the shit up and we had nothing to say about it. We couldn't say anything about the grading, the centering, nothing. We're just like, we just started roasting every card. Yeah. I mean, I know.
I started in March, I'm up like 20, 30K, bro.
Wait, business, what? Man.
It's booming. I'm telling you, this year and the next year, I'm putting out this information that's probably widely known, but 25th anniversary, bro, it's only about to go up. Y'all see all the celebrities getting into it. I'm just letting y'all know. Ride the wave while y'all can.
I just feel like I have a better like investment plan than Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I might hit you up.
I mean, I think for a lot of people, they really like love Pokemon. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like a part of it.
Nah,
it's
I get like, it. The nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
But for someone who doesn't give a fuck about people, Pokemon, it's like, whatever. Like, for me, you know, I'm really actually into the Pokemon series. I played, like, most of all the games that came out since, like, DS. And, you know, the OG ones, too.
Exactly.
But I never fuck with the cards. So, like, I'm looking at the cards. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
The one thing about the cards and opening of the packs that I hate is the disrespect of, like, a bunch of Pokemon getting to your... hologram card. It's like, oh,
I don't want it.
Another Diglett, another Ponyta. Like, fucking Christ. The disrespect. Disrespect to the lower tier Pokemon. Goddamn. Well, all right, Yunji. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks for the time, guys.
Last call. Last call from Jerome Tamale.
Jerome Tamale.
Yo.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yo, what's good? I got to say, huge fan of the podcast, bro.
Thank you.
Spotify though, never really get on the live. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's good, man. I mean, I feel like a lot of people still don't tune in the live, but thanks for catching it on Spotify, man.
Mm. No worries. It's funny. The other podcast, I forgot who it was, but somebody was like, "Yo, who's downloading all these podcasts?" And in my head, downloaded.
We appreciate that.
Is there any, you know, actually, I'm actually curious, as somebody who, you know, downloads every episode, is there any feedback you can give on the podcast so we can make it better? Anything with sound, anything with, you know, video or whatever?
Or dynamic or topics.
Yeah, whatever.
That's interesting.
Because I'm making
sense. I like how you just mix it up a lot, you know? Sometimes you got guests, sometimes you got the boys, sometimes you got Sheila and, what's it called? Sheila and Steffi. I feel like you already have a good mix of content. It keeps it interesting. Although I gotta say, I do love listening to the gang. Like, I feel like the gang is always consistent.
Gang,
you
know, right.
Whether it be like the boys or like Sheila and Steffi.
I got you. Okay, cool. That's good to hear. I am actually upgrading cameras and stuff in the next week, though. I got the plug. My old producer used to produce Tiger Belly, and he gave me the cameras they use for Tiger Belly. So I was not doing
it. Nice. Oh shit! Moving up. Okay.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I'm gonna step it up. Step it up a little bit. You know, I want to redesign the set.
Can
That's
I help?
What I want to do. Yeah.
Come on. Dude.
Design is not really your forte.
You didn't see my jacket. You didn't see my. Come on. Design is,
and I don't want to go all black on the set.
Shit out,
baby. Everything is black, and we have like one light coming up.
One cross.
Yeah, it's gonna look like purgatory and shit. Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jerome, what is anything? You got anything else on your
mind,
bro?
I miss eating tamales, man. Fuck.
Is this your first? This is your first time calling, right, Jerome?
Yeah, first time calling.
Okay, cool. Wow. Let's do a little Minority Report right now with Jerome here. Sir. Let's get Rick on this. This is Minority Report.
I wake up every day at 8 a.m.
Wait, have a second. Go ahead.
Every day I wake up at 8 a.m. to purchase a chicken tamale. Go.
Every day I wake up at 8 a.m. to purchase a chicken tamale.
Oh, this one's hard. This one is hard. Let's look at the name. Has tamale. Jerome, it throws me off too. Jerome, tamale,
and
the voice. All three things throw me the fuck off. Let's go. What do we got?
Jesus.
I want to say Puerto Rican.
So, hey, I didn't grow up in North America. Like, I grew up in a different country, and then I came here. So that's why my voice is a little, you know, a little.
I think you're from Buenos Aires.
Okay.
What? No, what's his ethnicity though? Like, you
can't tell, dude. Man.
You can't tell. All right, Jerome,
Latino.
Reveal your ethnicity.
I'm actually Filipino.
Filipino would have been a good guess. That would have been a good
one. I was going to go Filipino, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jerome. You win.
I suck.
What does he win?
Call in next week, bro.
I bet.
I'll get it next time.
All right. All right, Jerome. Thanks, bro. All right, we're going to take one last one from Tony. He wants to call in.
Hey, brother.
Hey, what's up, Tony? What the fuck, Tony?
Hey, brother.
What's up, bro? You've
been playing a lot of Rust, a lot of role playing.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Tony? You sound energetic as ever. What up?
All right. Yeah, that's it.
What's up, Tony?
Well, can we say Happy New Year's to our friend?
You fucking Eeyore sounding motherfucker. What's up?
Hey, Pooh. Hey, Piglet. How you doing, Tony? It's Rick.
Hello?
He hung up on us.
Did he hang up on us?
No, he didn't.
He's still in there.
Tony.
He clicked mute while he cries real quick. Tony, what's up?
Holy fuck, my internet's fucking being shitty. All right, guys.
It's your worst nightmare, Tony.
Happy New Year.
See you guys later.
All right, cool. Talk to you later, brother. Damn. Peace.
Peace, bro.
Shout out Tony K. We love Tony here. Well, that's it, guys. I want to thank my guests, Rick. Year of the Ox. 2021 is Year of the Ox. What can we expect? What can we expect? More album. Persona?
Album. Merch. Album. Rollout 2.
Wow.
New hairstyle.
New hairstyles. More new freestyles. Weight. New hairstyles. New hairy styles.
Come on, B.
Stop spitting all over my mic. All right. I was just talking about that the other day. Beatboxing is really not a COVID-friendly sport, is it? Okay. Rex Dizzy.
Yo.
What can we expect from you, man?
You know, I'm streaming a lot these days, but you can expect a lot of new music. Go, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm going to be putting out a lot of music this year. We'll go to Korea. We're going to put out that album. And I'm also going to be putting out other shit aside from music. Aside from streams.
What are you putting out?
But I don't want to talk about it because once you talk about things, you get lazy because people pat you on the back for things you didn't do yet.
It sounds like you accomplished it before you actually did.
Exactly. So I want to, you know, and also if I don't accomplish it, then nobody will ever know.
Well, everyone. All right, guys. You can take away from that. Rex Dizzy puts out. I'm your host, Dumbfounded, and tune in next week. Thank you, Alex, too, right here on the deck. Tune in next week for another episode of Fun with Dumb.
Shout out to Gil Slayer.
Happy New Year.